Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And wealth, hallelujah, glory to God. So finally, hallelujah. This is the year of our flourishing. And the Lord wants us to flourish on every aspect and every side of our lives. And God is proud of you when you are doing well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have the scriptures showing? Should I go ahead and read? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. The word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So the first thing I want you to put in your note is that wisdom is a spirit. Hallelujah. Wisdom is a spirit. It is not the smartness of a man. It is not the skillfulness of a man's hands. Those things happen by reason of the blessing of wisdom. You see, let's read one other scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Let's read from verse 17 and 18. It says, and thou seest, let's read from verse 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness where there were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, and who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? He fed you in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble you, that he might prove you, to do thee good at thy later end. And thou say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth, so that he may establish the covenant which is swore on to your fathers, as it is this day. There's one other verse there that is very powerful, verse 19. It says, and it shall be that if thou do at all forget the Lord your God, and you walk after other gods, and you serve them, and you worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall perish. All right, let's take this right. So this is part one. The first thing I want you to understand is that look at everybody who was significant in the domain of wisdom or wealth in the scriptures. And one of the things you will find is that they were covenanted people. They lived a covenant life, covenanted life to God. You see, God knows what money can do. Money can turn a man into a beast. God knows what influence can do. Influence can make a man feel like there's no one like him. Many who we thought were very righteous, when they began to touch a level of money, then we saw them speaking roughly. The scripture says that a rich man speaks what? Roughly. But a poor man, he begs with entreaties. So when you walk into a particular office and you see two men there, somebody comes in and says, where's your boss? Tell him I'm here. You know, don't worry, let me just walk in. And he walks in. He says, sir, you can't go in. I need to tell him. He said, forget it. Go and do your work. But the other man comes, he says, you can't see the boss. Say, please, it's urgent. It's an emergency. Say, do you have an appointment? Say, no. Say, you can't see. a poor man begs with what? Entreaties. Please, sir. Ejosa. They really don't have any influence. You will have influence. They don't really have any influence. And influence is not necessarily money, it's in your name. Some people labor for money, but they do not realize that influence is more powerful than money. Influence is an unending well of capital. Your name becomes so powerful. It opens doors. It pays bills. Huh? Even in very little areas. About 2 years ago, I went to eat at a particular place. And then one of my professors walked in. I was so surprised to him. I said, sir, you are here. He said, I just decided to come around. And he came with his friends. And he met me. We met at the where we were trying to use our ATM card to pay. And I said to him, I said, sir, you want to pay? He said, no, it doesn't mean anything. I said, it means something. You want me to pay? I said, it means something. He said, no, I came to my friends. I said, don't worry, sir. My brother, that bill was not on that day's budget. But do you know that while I was going to graduate, I had an issue with my result because of a particular professor. And she didn't like me, but it was not a problem. I mean, if you're a lady, you don't like me. That's not a problem, like you say. And she didn't like me. And she did not record my score. But it was not her. She was not my teacher directly. So, unfortunately for her, it was this professor's course. So I went to the man and I said, I don't have any grade for you. He said, how do you know? I've not released results. I said, I know. Because the admin secretaries are my friends. And they called me to tell me my result was missing. He now brought her the broadsheet. Shosho Akpo Shazami. I said, sir, which kind of plane is this? He said, I can't find your name. Then he checked again. And I kept quiet. Go and check if so-so professor is in our office. He said, no, don't worry. He got up and walked in there. I'm talking about influence. You see, that influence is not necessarily by prayer. There are places the Lord will take you to, and you will be required to sow seeds that will speak in your future. If you are someone that is not a giver, your influence is already cut off by 50%. Please, did you hear me? Please, as I'm saying these things, I want you to be writing them, because you may think you understand what I'm saying, but you forget. The Bible says a man's gift, what does it do? It makes room. Where there's no room there, but your gift will open doors. Nobody gives a gift to anybody because it's convenient. Everybody is dealing with their own problems. The man went to the professor's office and said, this particular student, you know, he said, no, it's my student. He said, it doesn't matter. His result is not there. He said, bring out your own broadsheet. And then he noticed the woman removed one digit out of my matric number. So the professor said to her, well, you can see this is your mistake. You have to correct it right now. He said, how did he know that there was a problem? He said, that's not the issue. The problem is here and it's your problem. He said, anyway, I have to tell you, that boy is an A student. And no matter what you have against him, if he takes it up and it comes out that you are the one, I will not speak in your favor. So since the boy has passed and that score was an A, so you cannot fail an A student. You can fail a C student. You can fail a D student. You can take 5 marks out of an E student and it becomes F. But you cannot take, even if you take 5 marks, it's still a B. Come on, say, I receive the spirit of excellence. Some people are very difficult to fight. If you don't want to play politics in your office, know your job. What did I say? Know your job. Be professional. Your colleagues at the office are not your friends. Stop telling them your personal matter. Not everybody desires to know what is going on in your life. You give people too much information, and that is the power they use over you. So the man came downstairs. He left me in his office for like 10 minutes. He came and I said, Benga, go. Do you want to eat? I said, no. He said, it's resolved, go home. I said, sir, I cannot go home. What is my grade? He said, you passed. I said, I know I passed, but I don't want to disappoint. I said, I don't want to disappoint you. No, you have been very nice. He said, Oga, I will not tell you your result. Go home. I said, should I call you later? I said, don't call me. The result was 75. When I came back for my PhD, interview, the woman was there. So I'm sure, you know, you will forget some names. So when I got in there, the first in my class, you know, so they asked me to come in first. And they asked me, say, oh, the moment I came in, that professor, that my friend was there again. No, we have become amalgamating bodies. Please, I'm not interested in telling you my story. I want you to process. Because I want some of you to remember, to start thinking about where you dropped the ball. There are certain relationships you did not service. Now the door is, you want to open that door, but it's locked. The moment I came in, pastor! My mind, like, this is supposed to be an interview. Can we all be professional? Like, my own supervisor was there. He didn't smile. Very professional. He didn't smile. But he told us, go and read this theory. Go and do this, go and do that. He told us in the first semester. And he expected us to remember in a PhD defense. He didn't repeat himself. Some things you only hear once. He does say, well, for those of you that will be coming back, you are most likely going to be getting these theoretical questions in your interview. And he moved on. He didn't repeat himself to me personally. But the moment I walked in, I saw the woman. She could not ask me a question. Because even when the head of the panel said, you didn't come with your certificate, I said, I wasn't informed, I wasn't told to. You have to talk. Say, I wasn't informed that I needed to call my certificate. More so, I've uploaded them on the portal. Your portal. He said, what do you mean? He said, get out. Somebody said, he cannot get out. Okay, sit down. Explain this theory. He said, how can you be a banker? You are the consultant. You are this. You want, what do you need a PhD for? I said, I just need it. You just need it. I said, yes. He said, okay, I don't want to say anything. Let your professor talk to you. Benga, can you explain to me the theory posited by Karl Marx that stated that this, what is the justification for this and this and this? I kept quiet for 5 seconds. I sold them. They just believe the guy is lost. By the time I started talking, he didn't even smile. Just did like this. Any other question? I said, no question. The woman sat there. She could not say a word because she realized this boy has invested in relationships. Most of the people there are not personally close to them, but they see my smile. Yes. And if you are lucky, I meet you at the restaurant, I'll pay. Influence is very important. That boy, Joseph, in the Bible, the Bible said he was blessed with favor. When he was thrown into prison, the prison warder also extended the level of favor. Excuse me, do people extend favor to another fellow or another person without a reason? Is it very possible that maybe Joseph has interpreted the dream of the warder? Because that's the only gift he has. Wisdom. For some reason, he would have seen the man doing something. He said, why are you doing it like this? Why don't you do it like this? Say, what's your name, Joseph? Joseph was living like he was in the palace, even though he was in the prison. The only difference was that he had bars of iron around him. So when I'm speaking about wealth I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about something way ahead and above money. If you get this other one, money will come. Look at that scripture. It says, "For it is the Lord that giveth you the power." So God gives you what? Capacity to generate wealth. Unending flow of resources. Unending. He said it is he that giveth. That means certain things can only be given. If you try to get it in your strength, you will age. Go and ask any, even those who say they do not believe in God, they have a quiet fear of that possibility that God could exist. They have it. Also on Twitter, Twitter is still one of the apps I still don't know how to use, but I was on Twitter and I saw Elon Musk's post. Do you believe there is a God? How can you prove it? And somebody responded. He said, asking me if there is a God is like asking me to prove how Tesla produces all these cars without a brain behind it, an inventor, without an Elon Musk. I said, wow, somebody is thinking. Elon Musk did not comment on that one. In that scripture we first read, the prayer of Paul was that the church of Jesus Christ would be filled with the spirit of wisdom. And I noticed that when it has to do with wisdom, the first key is prayer. The book of James chapter 1 tells us, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. You pray and ask. The moment you feel the need not to ask again, that's where the flow stops. That means that there are challenges you will face and you will have that will be on a particular level you must pray. There is no man of wisdom that is not a spiritual person. Because they know that what they will always have to deal with will always be on a higher level of intelligence. So they know. They have to. They are people that they just know, look, brother, I cannot do anything until I've prayed. I have a client, he said to me, he said, Benga, I said, you know, I've never lost a business. I said, wow. I said, no. And he's very proud, though. He's very arrogant when he says it. He's very arrogant. And despite the fact, I don't like the arrogance. But he's speaking based on what he knows. I said, why do you say so, sir? He said, no matter what you put in front of me, I will not say yes or no to you until I've heard God. I said, wow. Is that not a pastor? He's supposed to be a pastor, right? That man is supposed to be. He's a businessman. The church he attends, they have this massive welfare system that they build for people on the streets in Lagos. Take them off the streets, train them, rent houses for them, prostitutes, you know, people on drugs. And he was put in that team by a senior pastor. This man is over 50 years, like 57 or so. Was put in that team. And one day there was a particular lady that they are taking off the street somewhere around Surulere. And they wanted to rent a house for her. She was like, if I can get a house. You know, people think this, that, oh, I need this thing. No. Most of the things you think you need are not really what you need. What you really need is something that generates, that can generate what you need. That's why what you need is not wealth. It is the power to get wealth. The power. There is a bestowment of grace. If it comes upon you, anything around you become creative. All of a sudden, God will permit people to have a need for your service. Yes, and they will look for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you're a businessman and you don't pray and commit your business daily into the hands of God, I don't know what you are doing. Because you don't know where the clients are. Yes, sir. It's the Holy Spirit that will bring them. Yes, he has been here for a long time. He knows where they are. You think people cannot part with their money? Let the Holy Spirit get involved. People will buy. They'll say, I don't even know why I'm buying this symbol. Let me just buy it. And they will refer you again. So the man said to me, he said, look, I've never lost a business. And I owe that to one principle. I always hear God before I give you a yes. That I am not emotionally attached to that decision. You could be my mother. You could be my father. If God says no, that's it. So that's a diehard. That means the losses that man will have will be so minimal. Because it's not really about him. He wants to hear God. Is this somebody? Because you can get involved with somebody that is cursed and it brings down your business. People don't know that. That people, when you get involved with somebody, it's the aura and the atmosphere and that person you are transacting with. It's not the person. You see a lady, you say you want to marry, you say, you are not married, you are married at foundation. You are marrying as spiritual family. You are marrying as pattern, the pattern in our bloodline. You are about to give birth to a new set of children that will continue that course. Not just marry. It's not an marriage. Marriage is not an emotional decision. Because you love today, you can fall out of love tomorrow. It doesn't mean nothing. Marriage is a decision. People stay married because they decided. Nobody stays in love. Nobody stays married because they go to Dubai every year. I may jolly well come from Dubai and go and marry a village girl. You just need to understand that it is not in a man. You see, you stop going to and fro like the devil. There's a spirit of wisdom. There's a spirit. There's a power. There's an ability. God says, look at that scripture. If you can, do you have the scriptures ready? Can you put up Deuteronomy 8:18? Put up verse 17. Go back one step. He said, and when you say in your heart, you see, this is where the problems usually start from. You get to a level of influence and success, you begin to say, you know what, when we're starting this company, we put in place some principles, we put in place some corporate governance, start speaking all those grammar. Those things are for the cameras. But you must not forget how you got here. You must not forget. He said, and you say in your heart, my power. Who was the man who spoke like this in the Bible? Nebuchadnezzar. He stood over an Herod. He stood over Babylon and said, wow, see the Babylon that I have built. There's no king like me. Hallelujah. And God heard. Who said that? It seems that anything that borders on glory, God takes it very personal. Some things you can do, you just ignore you that. This is just the ranting of the rabble of a madman. But when you begin to share his glory, he said, you said in your heart. The guy didn't say it with his mouth. You just look back. What's our company worth? We are doing like $250,000. As at this time last year, you are zero. You are owing. Sir, we need to move to the next level and we need to put you on TV. Hello? See, when you say in your heart, whatever you say in your heart will be replicated in your life. You said in your heart, it is my power, the might of my hand. What's the might of your hand? Your skillfulness. Your strategy. Say, the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. So what did you have when you didn't have this wealth? Because there was a time you didn't have it. But you got to a space and you now said, oh, this is what we've been able to do. Give me the next verse. So God says to avoid this trap. Because what happens is that there was one man that said his power, his empire, his the lion is here. And the man became an animal for 7 years. There was another one that he didn't say it per se with his mouth, but he allowed people to be saying, wow, this is the voice of God. Cicero, Socrates. The man of the hour. The man of God from Lagos, Nigeria. We are the ones that destroyed many of our pastors. He said, just remember that it is the Lord your God. He is the one who gave you the power. That means most of us know what to do to be rich. We know what to do that we can be wealthy. The capacity is not there. Okay, let me give you an idea. Can I throw this one free to you? If you have like 30 million, and I'm not advertising, I won't mention the name of the bank, but it has an S in Nigeria. If you have 40 millionaire, every month, they pay you interest of 400,000. Now, the question is, what are you going? You've been going to the island for the last 5 years, Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday. And you spend like 5,000 every day. If you can be earning 400,000, not doing anything, is it a better deal?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's now move, add 10 to that 40 million. 400 million, which means every month, our brothers will pay you how much? 4 million. Do you see why God will judge every politician that steals in Nigeria? Because you don't have to steal.
Yeah.
When you do your 8 years, the money they pay you off your severance package is enough for you. You don't need to steal. You can sit down, live in Dubai. Because all you have to do is take that money, put it in the bank. And every, even if it's just, and some of them have this money in billions. So you can be earning 4 million naira per month. But now, everything I said now, is it complicated?
No.
But do you have the power?
No.
So what you should be praying for is what? Capacity. What did I say?
Capacity.
Because, let me throw this at you. People don't care how you look. People don't want to know what your name is. People don't care what you are posting online. People only care about one thing. This thing you are advertising, how is it going to benefit me? That's all. Have you ordered for items on Instagram and you don't even remember the name of the store?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many stores do you remember their name that you've ordered things on Facebook and they brought it to your house? Do you remember, ABC Studio? Is that your business? The guy had a service. You needed something and he supplied it. That's all. So instead of you getting angry that people don't remember your name, look for what people want. Give them. And if you invest, put all your money in anything that is close to the earth, you will not earn very much. The farther that thing is from the earth, in other words, I mean, in terms of processing, production, you buy a bag of corn. It costs a certain amount, but you take that same item and put it into conflicts. Just for a little token, you pay like, how much do you sell conflicts now? You have to, it can be 2,000, conflicts. Which year is that one? Conflicts. Better, you will go and scan, use the barcode and scan to be sure you, before you pay. Those things are very expensive now. But those things, people are still buying it. Because for a lot of parents and mothers, they can't be cooking every day. Come on, say capacity. Now, the thing about capacity is that the first limitation you have around your capacity, number one, is spiritual. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? There are things about you known only to God. The thinner of the future is not this person. So I have to be close to God to such degree that God always reintroduces thinner to me. And one thing that is very painful, and that's, you see, you must not give up. Oh. You must not give up. There are people now that the moment you start doing it, they'll start liking all your posts on Facebook. Even if you just say good morning, everybody. Because now they know that something is happening in Yvonne's life. And they want to be able to say they identify with it.
Yeah.
Without, they are doing it quietly. But they know that Yvonne just got a role or something in one organization. And she's earning $5,000.
Yeah.
If you are earning $10,000, will you travel out? What are you looking? Nigeria is a great country. I mean, it's a even if you earn £1,000 alone, you're in this country, you're a big boy. You just be smiling like, oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. So and that, you will get there. Because we are looking into the future of work. It's not all these civil service things. Working in the bank. Huh? Working. It's good to work in the bank, but you must not plan to stay there. Huh? So for now, you can be there. And I hope you know your boss doesn't really care about you. He only cares about you showing up every day. My boss, who tried to discourage me from leaving, is now in Canada. My boss, Binga, no, we need you. He has gone to Canada. So while I was trying to leave, he was secretly planning. I overheard him on the phone telling his friend, you would have told me now, I would have connected you to my agent. They would not have denied you that Canadian visa. The guy is in Canada now. Meanwhile, he was telling me, no, you have a future. If I leave this place, you are the next. God forbid, but I got to punish Satan. If people are not clear about your future, should you be unclear? The only way you will be clear is when you are always, you see, serving the Lord has a lot of benefit. In the Bible says he daily loads us with benefit. That means when you go wake, when God sees you, you've woken up and po, he loads you. There is a blessing for each day. You must go about with that mentality. That the way you will prosper today is not primarily your effort, but the loading of what? Benefits. Are you going to work hard? Yes. But who is bringing the prosperity? It's God. A lot of Christians have aversion for prosperity. Do you know when some years ago, or I think we still hear it sometimes, you see people online during the Christmas or Easter celebration, the news channels, they go to some of the churches, Orthodox churches, to interview people to talk about, maybe after the service, essence of Easter or Christmas, they interview the Reverend or the Reverend Father, then they talk to some church members. And one thing I've always noticed is that some of the church members, they'll say, well, this is a time for all Nigerians, Christians, all over the world to reflect. You see, now you people talk about prosperity. They don't preach salvation again. They don't. You know, when I hear those things, I say, yes, hallelujah. So we need to go back to the preaching of what? Of salvation. That God wants us to be righteous. The nation is spoiled, is corrupt because of prosperity. So, I thought about it. And I realized that that's not the problem. Abraham, the Bible says Abraham is our father. The Bible says we should look unto Abraham from which we were cut out of. Abraham was a wealthy man. The Bible says he was rich in cattle. In their days, if you were rich, it was cattle. You know what cattle means? That you wake up, you have an entire portion of land filled with all kinds of animals. All kinds. Abraham had 300 trained servants. Come on, say training. Come on, say training. Who did the training? It was a training consultant. He trained them. He didn't assume that, because they were coming from the next village, that no, this is the way we'll do it here. And as a father, as a mother, it's good to only set expectation when people come to your house. In this house, you don't put your slippers on the rug. Even though you do that in your village, but here. That is that man of God. In my own house, I sweep sometimes. I cannot be sweeping your... So, please. Abraham, our own father, that God said is the father of faith. I want you to look at that statement that brother made, that prosperity is the reason why people are committing sin. Then I want you to look at the... what poverty causes. I misplaced my wallet 2 weeks ago at one popular filling station at Antony. While the person just put his hand on the other side while my car was being filled, and he removed my purse. I had about 10 debit cards, both domiciliary and everything. But, and I had cash that I withdrew. I was coming from Lekki. And I withdrew cash at the POS. About 20,000. It did not occur to the brother. You see, because if you want to be a thief, at least be professional. Try to learn how this trade works. Oh God. I hope I'm not training crooks right now. If I pick your wallet and I find all kinds of debit cards for almost every bank. And then I saw 20, I had 20,000 in that wallet. My head, what is in my head is that there's more money in this wallet. In the debit card. I will even call you, take your 20,000. Then I will go with your ATM cards. The idiot took the 20,000, came to my street and dropped the wallet. He saw the address on my driver's license. Dropped with all my debit cards. Thank you. Meanwhile, there was a dollar card there that would have changed his life. He could have called, hey, well, what's your PIN? That dollar card alone would have changed his life. But he valued, I said, whatever is close to the earth, whatever is easy to see, there's no money there. That's why when people mature to a point in their business, they start training. Because training is where the money is. Info products? There's a way they call it now. Where you begin to give out strategies and information, and people pay you. The brother should have called me and asked, okay, return the card, but this is the PIN. Okay, just take small inside. The guy would have walked away a millionaire. But it was too much of a blessing for him. So he took 20,000, then left my card. A young boy saw the card, called my wife. Please, are you related to so-so person? I saw his wallet. I said, no, my wallet is in my car. I went back downstairs late in the night. My heart just cleared like, which kind of play be this? What's going on here? My eye clear. I told him, I start talking to him very well. Start talking. The boy came the next day with his younger brother. Say, I saw it here. Hey! I just told pastor, say, give me money, give me money. I just gave him. The boy prostrated. I said, this boy is not the thief. This one is just an innocent brother. If he knew what he gave to me. Number one, is it to be going bank to bank, changing cards? You know, those cards alone, that's like 20,000. To be changing each card. I've lost another 20,000. Meanwhile, I want to change one debit card. It's like $20. Or in this economy. Listen to me. When you are seeking for wisdom, don't look at the things that are close to the earth. Look at things that have been processed. Your ability to analyze those things and break them down, put them together, is what wisdom. Because wisdom is an applied form of knowledge. And when you're able to do this, you begin to enter into a place of wealth. I was talking about our brother. Who said the reason why we are bad today is because of prosperity message? And I said, no. The reason why we are having this issue is because of discipleship. It's not prosperity. It's discipleship. It's discipleship. When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, God told them to collect gold from the Egyptians. Yes or yes? Why would God demand that? Have you ever thought about that? They worked for those guys for years. They were not paid one day. Listen, your day of reward is coming. There were some of you worked in places you had to leave the place because they didn't pay you. Yes, like, I beg, let me have peace of mind. Yes, sir. Don't worry. This God, except he's just, you know, he takes his time. The day he decides, whoever is standing in front of him will pay. Yes, sir.
Some of you worked in places, you walked away, not because of the money, because for your mental sanity. You needed to keep your emotional, you are being wrecked inside. It was not the money. They talk down on you, they shout down on you, they tell you you can't do anything. You look at the teachers, or maybe work in a school, the teachers, the principal, the head teacher, everybody's on the same level. And they are telling you there's no job outside, that you should do this work faithfully. The reason why prosperity will take you out of the hands of God is because you do not remember that it is He that giveth you power to get wealth. If you remember your source, you can't derail. I said, if you remember your source, you can't derail. If you remember your source, you can't derail. No matter where you are right now, God has something for that level that will better your life. That is why you have to be faithful to Him. Isn't it amazing that many times when we have challenges, the first person we run away from is God? Do you agree with me? How do you run away from God? You stop praying. Stop going to church. Stop picking people's calls. Now, let me just drop this one then. We'll close for this first service. This is a series, so I'm going to take my time. Now, when the scripture said it is God that gives you power to get wealth, how does that really work out? Number one is that for God to commit to providing certain allocations for you, there must be a covenant between you and Him. God was covenanted to the nation of Israel, which means as part of the terms of that covenant, God was responsible for their upkeep. When a lady gets married, even though I don't know, many of them say their husband's money is their money. But in a way, it's not wrong. The brothers are quiet. In a way, and for all of you that love to delete your text message, your salary text message, your alert, SMS alert, go and repent today. Your wife is not the problem in your life. You have other issues, but it's not your wife. What you need to pray for is capacity. There's a river that does not run dry. That's what you need. There's a kind of influence God puts in your life. Your husband can't slap you. No matter the shekpe is drinking, he can't slap you. He will regret it. May God take you there. When God lifts your head. Listen, I'm not joking. There are men who are afraid to go out with other women. Because of the level their wife is up. Yeah. The fear. Because they... How do you explain to this man that this... I love you, but I beg. Let it end here. They say... Do you know there are men who are only prospering because of their wives? That's why I say to those of you that are married, always say a word of blessing on your husbands. You won't know the power of that, you know. So it's an advice. Unsolicited advice. The Bible tells us through Peter, he said, when a woman is angry with her husband, God will not answer the prayer of that man. That's how powerful it is. God did not put a woman in a marriage and left her stranded. Like, just be serving him. No. There's check and balance. Look at the kind of power God gave to a righteous woman. That her unhappiness shut the heaven against a man. Go and ask God now. You'll be arguing. It's in the Bible. Stop playing around. This book was written, carefully arranged. Because of men. Some type of men. If your wife cannot flourish under you, why are you there? This is why some people are not blessed. So it's not because they are not... They are not working on any side. Some people earn over a millionaire. They can't say explain what they do with it. Every alert to 200 times. Every 50. You don't realize the salary is gone. So just the way we have it in a marriage covenant, God has that covenant with his people. And the moment you begin to live your life on the strength of covenant, God now begins to supply his own aspect while you supply your own. Because covenant involves two people. Please understand this point I just made. Now, there was a time Abraham, the Lord had promised him a child. But after so many years, he still did not have the child. Please pay attention to what I'm saying. So Abraham came to God. He said, you promised me a son. I am getting old. Just permit me to transfer my wealth to Eliezer, his servant, his chief servant. If you born, that Pekin go bury you. If you no born, that Pekin go still bury you. All together, we are all lighter than vanity. Pastor, you asked me a question. We were talking about something. He was not upset too, but he just asked me, say, Benga, if I die today, will you bury me? I say, those of us that want to officiate, we are too much. If I stand, if Pastor Desmond stands, if Pastor Tayo Adare move, if he stands, Pastor Ayokadeba, if all of us just stand, the question is, okay, so which church should we use? Say somebody, I say, Pastor, which church go to? I go to Harvest Road. He say, am I not a member? I say, you are our father in the Lord. Who am I? Influence. Understanding the nature of the relationship you have with God on the strength of covenant is the first key. Please understand that there are many people who are teachers and they are living a more blessed lives than those who work in the bank. Because it is the blessing of the Lord that makes a man rich, not effort. God must speak his... Oh, the Bible says a daily low salt. That means as you wake up every morning, take your business to the senior partner. We have come again, oh. You know the way. I am just getting into today. You are already in today. Oh yeah, lead us. Don't be too wise. Yes, don't be too smart. You can be doing something very small, but because the blessing of the Lord is on it, you'll be too busy. Don't put your hope in your wisdom. Say, it is I, the Lord, that gives you the power. Which means even if you are given an opportunity, but the capacity is not there, you will fail. You will fail. Capacity is everything. No? So you need to, when you go into this new week, take most of your time and ask God to what? Enlarge my capacity. Now, when it comes to enlarge your capacity, there are two aspects. There is the God part and there is the man part. The God part is when God supplies you the power. The aspect that pertains to you is when God spoke in Isaiah and said, enlarge the place of your dwelling. That means after God has spoken, you will now look around your space. What is old here? Remove. What should not be here? Go to your wardrobe. Pack all the clothes. Out. Let's know what we are dealing with. So there is a man part, there is a God part. That God part is that man part is that you look at yourself. What skill do I have that I don't need again? That is not useful for where I'm going to. You put it aside. Don't waste your time doing this one when where you are going, this is some you need something else. Optimize. Because the thing about capacity is what? Space. You need space. You need space to do what you want to do. And you cannot be everything to everybody at a particular season. There was a particular organization somewhere in Lekki. So they sent a message on a particular group I'm on. And I don't know the kind of groups you people join on WhatsApp. Some of you have group for besties. You have group for gossip. You have group for... Go and join group that will better your life. Not group where you analyze which boy is talking to you and which girl is talking to you. Those groups will not help you. have prayer groups, have serious groups where people talk about productivity. So the brother just posted a message on the group that, oh, we need a training consultant at our office to do a training and blah, blah, blah with mentorship and coaching. So I just sent him a message. I said, ah, this is what I do now. I don't know the guy from anywhere. Maybe he looked at my profile. He just said, ah, okay, send us a business proposal. That day, the boy sent that message. Please say time. Time is everything, though. The day that boy sent that message, I was battling with malaria. I was holding one head and one leg. One head with one hand, the leg with the other hand. My wife knew I was not feeling fine. She was very busy. So I told her, could you help me do, prepare a presentation, slide. So she said, okay. But I looked at her. She was going from one meeting to another meeting. I just turned on my system. So I have this particular software that can do presentation slides for me. So I didn't need to start sitting down with PowerPoint. All right? So I just typed my script. This is what I want. Bam. I started editing. When I finished, I called my, I said, come and look at this thing. He said, this is so professional. I said, yes. Yes, it's AI. So I sent it to the brother. I think when the brother saw it, so he went to the last page, where he now saw the organizations that we consult for. He also was like, ah. He now sent me a message. So I forwarded this, your proposal, to my MD. We'll get back to you. Sometimes you only have one shot. If you are not used to being excellent, if you are not used to being a self-critic, if you are always looking for people to tell you you are doing well, when you know that this work is poor, if somebody needs to keep passing something to you 3 times, 4 times, correct. The reason why God will not give you capacity is because just one shot, you mess everything up. That one shot will now take us 10 years to clean up. So you need to pray for capacity. Then you also need to enlarge your own capacity by looking at the things that you don't need in your space again. One other way to enlarge your capacity is to make a strategic decision. I will not focus on this type of business. I will focus on this one. Simple. If they come to you tomorrow and say, oh, there's something, say, no, I'm not doing. There are people that their product is for high-ticket customers. You know what I mean by high-ticket customers? People that can pay, not people that price. So when you come to them, the moment you start saying, well, is it 15,000? Don't worry. Go to so-so person. Those ones, they can sell anything. Here, 250,000 and above. I have a person in my team. She sells beads. But they are all... She makes them herself, but she said they are high ticket. Beads, so just wear one small bead, 100,000. But that's her price. And she resigned from the bank to be doing that. What decision are you making? Or you want God to come and help you before you make the decision? There are certain things that will not work if you don't put your foot in the water. You have to step out. Except you don't believe what you are doing. Successful people only have one mantra. Succeed or die. Yes, sir. When you come into the new year, do you decide... What are the goals for the year? You don't want to smoke again. You don't want to drink. Do you even sit down to decide what your developmental goals, what are the things you want to achieve this year? And how long will it take you? Or is it just something you write on January 1 and by January 10, you can't even find the paper again? I have done it before. I was looking for the paper. I didn't see it. We stood in church. Pastor said, now, write everything you want God to do for you this year. I just tore paper somewhere. We did not reach the house. By the 10th of January, I couldn't trace that thing. Now, for you to understand the foundation for this teaching, you need to understand the 7 mountains of influence. In this part of the world, we know religion. We know Christianity. But we don't know the seven mountains. These seven mountains are the mountains that shape human development, culture, why we do things the way we do them now, and we no longer do them the way our parents used to do them. It is these mountains. And mountains in the spiritual realm represents authority systems, authority structures, governmental structures. And that's why you find that even in the Bible, God spoke against a mountain. Say, who is this mountain? Huh? Do you remember? Before who? Zerubbabel. He said, I will make you what? A plain. That means anywhere you see mountains, you're either seeing opportunity or problems. Even the glory of the Lord was captured. He said, the mountain of the glory of the Lord. So the mountains are very significant and shattered, and we have seven of them. The first mountain that you need to be interested in is the media. Media. For those of you who are in the media, in fact, if you are in the media, you need a pastor, a special pastor to pastor you. It's not easy to pastor somebody in the media. Because if you have a radio show and they tell you, go and sit down there and be playing, you still need to be able to say, this is my member. All right. If you are in the media, a Gen Z, most likely you cannot attend Deeper Life. All right. Because you will see guys who braid their hair and color, tint it pink, this, and that's their industry. So if you are not matured as a man of God, you say, wow, kill your share, go and cut this hair. What's your problem? Are you not a Christian? Eh? Why are you wearing a stud? Eh? Pastor, I don't want to see you like this on Sundays. It's like, we go change church. Well, let me just say this in passing. I'm not a fan of men wearing earrings, but I discovered in the Bible that the Israelites wore earrings. All right. When they left Egypt, they used to wear earrings. The guys, so the men. All right. Go and do your research. I'm not saying you should come to this church next. If I see you, we'll do deliverance. The first mountain, and now this is what I want you to understand. The media is so powerful. In one day, it can alter a particular trend. One day. In fact, do you know that Satan identifies himself majorly as the prince of the power of the air? Huh? And that word air that was used in scripture is the same word that captures what? Media. Information flows through the airways, right? Internet, data, TVs, TV channels, satellite channels. You find everything. So the media is very powerful. Don't look down on it and think it's that person that read mass com. I'm not talking about the person that read mass com in your school, in your village. I'm talking about a mountain. Do you know that Donald Trump suffered dearly because of CNN in the last election? They just didn't want him, so they kept bringing him down. Even 4 years after he left, they would not let him rest. Because a lion doesn't go down easily. The media, there's a particular brother now that we are looking for. We have been looking for him for like a week now, and we don't know where he is. I went to the North Central, Middle Belt. I looked, I did not see him. We are also checking in Lagos now. We don't know where he is. Or maybe it's in his village somewhere. Or maybe even in Otukpo. We don't know where the man is. But we are looking for him to come and explain something about our money. Say one money is missing. But we hear that your name is there. Come and explain. How many children do you have? How much was spent? Eh? You see, but because some of you have not, you don't even know what really happened. But in your mind, the man is already guilty. Yes or yes? The man is guilty. But you know he may not be guilty. The power of media. One day they will come, in the next 5-10, they will say there's one false prophet in Maryland. They will not pick one of my old messages when I was just learning this work. They will not put it on YouTube. Say, look at him. You have to check their foundation. All right. So, that's why you notice that those who really know their pastor, they don't. You are just looking for likes and shares. This guy, we have been together. Eh? Uh-huh. So, we have the media. Number two, we have government. These are mountains that shake every civilization. So, I expect that some of you here, from today, in this season of our flourishing, you will join a political party. Because we don't vote in the prayer room. Some of you here, you can actually be governors. Yeah. With my own little experience, well, I was listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger. You remember that guy? What was that? His popular Terminator, yeah? And when he became governor of California, I was watching his video and he said, they asked him, like, why are you taking this job? You earn 20 million per annum. You want to come and collect 176,000. He now told them, even that salary, keep it. I don't want. He said, America has given me so much. It's time to give back. So he was governor and he didn't collect salary. That means he lost. He even lost financially. That's why I told you, wealth is not really about money. Government. The ability to put righteous people. The Bible says in book of Proverbs, say when the righteous are in power, the people what? They rejoice, they flourish. So one of the ways you know a righteous man is that what? People around him begin to what? They begin to what? So that's why if before you marry, look at the brother very well. So that he will not tie your destiny down. Some brothers, their mouth is as sweet as my own. But they don't have Shingbai. I take you to Dubai. Have you gone to Dubai before? I say no, but I'll take you there. Just be sure that what he's saying, God can make it happen. Because if you put your life on what one man has said, or what a woman has said, oh, you say my family will give birth to twins. Every one of my parents, my grandparents, everybody twins. So you like twins. You're not gone mad. 5 years, no child. Vain is the help of man. Listen to me. This mountain of government is not only in politics. It's in the family. It's in every area of industry. And one of the signs that you are in the right place is that you will be thriving. So we have media. We have government. Number three, we have family. Let me quickly round up here. We'll take it up. We have family. Number four, we have education. For those of you that are looking for free education in Canada and UK, I hope you know that there are government schools. Are the same type of schools we have here. Our own government schools here. Government schools are the same everywhere. Maybe with the exception of Norway and Japan and South Korea. The way we have street urchins and street boys, people on drugs, that's how they have them in the UK. Somebody in this church where he located was telling me a few days ago that where they live, there's a government school there. If you see the way the young boys there insult elderly people, oh, young boys, why are you not in school? It's a typical way of saying your father. Like your father, which it concern you. Now your leg, they take waka up and down. You know, that's just a Nigerian way of saying what those boys said. They insulted, used the F word on these elderly people. And I'm sure those elderly be like, the world was not like this. In our days, we still fear and regard, you know, older people. But there is an educational system that tells you that even though you gave birth to a child, that child is not yours. So when they give you grant, give you scholarship, and you take it, know that your children are the price. You are paying the price of your children. And if you want to go to a private school in the UK, Christian school, it's a minimum of £3,000 per term. So Google it. Or you pay 42 million. Finance. If you want to be a wife, you must understand that wife is a ministry. You must learn how to teach your children. All this slave queen thing will not work. If you don't have anything in your head, you will keep paying people to come and be teaching your children at home because you don't know anything. Tell your neighbor, you must know book. You must know how to do lesson for your children. Oh, they will not tell you this one. When you want to marry, just be doing like, be going for Mr. Big's to. The Mr. Big's marriage has shut down now. be going about watching movies. Instead of you to ask her, what are you good with teaching? Are you find out before you put your head? You to ask the guy, which subject do you like? If I do math, you do English. You will not tell yourself the truth. Now say, Pastor, I don't know why we are fighting. You must fight. You must fight because the time you're supposed to use to talk, you are watching movie. Say, can you just come and let's just do, let's binge, let's, okay. Yeah, it goes soon clear for your high. Eh? So we have education, we have finance or business, the word of business, as a mountain. And you have people who have conquered this mountain. Please believe me that, number one, God is not a religious person. The one that Christians know here is the mountain of religion. That's why all our lives here is church. But put somebody on the stage and say, present, talk. I asked a person I was interviewing, tell me about yourself. Oh, I love playing games. I graduated from Lizarde University. She just noticed I was smiling. Very young girl. You know, like I could not help but laugh. Like, this is a Gen Z. Say, even though I'm a lawyer, but I want to be a salesperson when I graduate. And I wanted to really give her that offer. I was interviewing somebody 2 months ago. The girl was not even properly dressed. So while I was talking, she said, please excuse me. She stood up and walked away like on camera. And I saw like, you know those kind of over gowns you just wear when you're in the house? She just went, say, I'm coming, stood up, did like this. She now said, oh, sorry, I'm back. I say, no problem. In my mind, you are afraid already. It's okay, we'll get back to you. Amen. Praise God. No. Ah, Kilode. She sat on the floor, on the bed. It was when she stood up, you know, she now stretched. Oh my God. What is this? Somebody will employ you, but I'm not the one. You must have the culture of the palace. People will only look at you once and assess you. So when you invest in good clothing and dress well, you are benefiting yourself. Dressing well has nothing to do with holiness. It's how you perceive yourself. Your dressing tells us how you perceive yourself. Whether you even think there's any value to you. So why should I put any value on you that you don't have on yourself? We have the world of business. This is where we talk money, government, microeconomics, macroeconomics, how the economy works, why economies fail, why organizations fail, how to make money. And we know that money is a spirit. So this is another mountain. Finally, we have art and entertainment. I'm going to stop here so that we'll take it up in the second service. But let me announce to you, the good news is that all these mountains are supposed to be possessed by Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said all these mountains are supposed to be possessed by Christians. That's why we are taking this series. Because the ingredient, there is one ingredient that cuts across every one of these 7 mountains. Do you know what that ingredient is? Wisdom. There was no Joseph in the palace until wisdom came forth. There was no Daniel in the palace until wisdom came forth. None. Come on, say, I need wisdom. I'm not saying you are not wise. I'm talking about the wisdom for the palace. There's a way you talk. People will not look down. They will not say you are young. And you need to pray yourself because there's a prayer dimension to the subject of wisdom. See, let he that lacks ask from God that gives and does not withhold back. Believe me, this, you know, when we started this year, I started for the first 3 months, I was talking on righteousness, holiness, you remember? I was always talking. So that those first 3 months were a foundation for this message. Because I don't want anybody to have the wrong ideas. What I'm trying to tell you now is, God wants to get involved in your personal space. And just by making one right decision right now, your life can change. So when you decide, I'm not going to be friends with this person again. It's a business decision. It's not, there are no emotions to it. There are no emotions. Because for David to be king, he cannot stay with his brothers. He has to go into the desert. For John the Baptist to maintain a strong prophetic cutting edge, he cannot stay with his father. Even though it was his father the angel appeared to. He will go into the forest, into the wilderness, and then be shouting there. For Jesus to be the Christ, he must be willing to embrace the cross. If not, he will be Jesus, but he will not be the Christ. Come on, say one good decision. One quality decision is all I need to make. Rise on your feet. Please understand, there are some of you here, you work in government circles. As I'm sharing with you, I want you to be looking into, oh my God, I want you to be looking into the space God has placed you and how you can take over that place. So you will raise an altar. If you're a teacher in this place, I want you to start seeing yourself starting a school. Because we are talking about influence. Influence comes to people who start things. Please, are you with me? Go and register your business. Stop asking people to pay into your account. Because you don't want to pay tax. Start now. Come on, say start now. The people I'm preaching to are not here. I say start now. You can be fruitful and you can multiply, but you must answer the call of destiny, because God wants you to be filled with wisdom and to be wealthy. Hallelujah. There is a level of wealth that cancels insult. There are some people's hearts you can't break, because you know what will happen to you. You know what will happen to you. When she just withdraws from you, all your connections, you got them through her, the door will just close. The Lord will put influence in your life.
Amen.
You will not be ordinary again.
Amen.
I said you will not be ordinary again.
Amen.
I want you to put your hands upon your womb and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, let creative ideas begin to flow out of my belly. In the name of Jesus, the ideas that will put me at the very top. The ideas, the God-given ideas that will cause me to become super creative. Let them begin to flow. Lord, show me the path that I must walk. Lord, show me the way that I must tread. Lord, show me the way. Guide me. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. Let the channels of wisdom begin to flow all over me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to thank the Lord right now.